Christmas time to come in. Christmas time to come in. And I know I'm going home.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, December 13th, 2019. Now, Pastor Jason, I don't want to be one to dictate what somebody's weekend should be about, but I have two events tomorrow that you don't want to miss. The first one is basically starting at 10:30-ish, as Servant Quartet will be presenting a Christmas concert, kind of a pre-concert before the Singing Men and the Great News Radio Children's Choir take the stage, but we'll be meeting at the Village Mall in Danville. It's probably, I think, the fourth or fifth year that we've presented there. And so, as mentioned, 10:30 Servant Quartet, right at noon the Singing Men will take the stage, and then the Children's Choir around 12:30, then the Singing Men will return, and then the Children's Choir and the Singing Men will close out the presentation probably around 1:30. So you're all invited. It's totally free. No offering will be taken, and so it's the first of two concerts, because after tomorrow, then on the 21st at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, we'll do it all again with Servant Quartet starting off, then the Singing Men and the Great News Radio Children's Choir. So we'll have some giveaways, we'll have program guides, we'll have our Prime Lifetimes papers there, and other festivities. So come on out tomorrow or next Saturday at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. But tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m., what's happening at the Community Evangelical Free Church of Mahomet?
Well, we are hosting, and when I say hosting, I want to make sure I point that out. We are hosting, simply opening the doors and using our space to have a benefit for our friends at Restoration Urban Ministries. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow night, December 14th at 6:30 p.m., we met with Irvin and with John Persley over there from Restoration, and we decided to call this God Provides, because right now, if you don't know, Restoration Urban Ministries has had some financial difficulties. Giving has not happened the way that it normally would throughout the course of the year. And so they entered into the fall with about $250,000 short of their operating budget. Now, this isn't their wish list kind of budget. This is their operating budget. And so they were short $250,000 in their operating budget. And so in response to that, I said, Irvin, what are you guys going to do? And he said, well, we're going to pray because we know God provides. And so that just led us to say, well, let's do a benefit, a time for people to come and to hear some of the stories that happen at Restoration, to hear some of the heart that happens at Restoration, and even more importantly, to hear some of the music that happens at Restoration as a way to let everybody know what's going on. And so it's going to be a time of praise and worship around the Christmas holiday. Our own Mark Burns here of Great News Radio is going to help emcee the night. Restoration Urban Ministries Full Gospel Choir is going to be there singing. The CHM Bible Theater Productions, the great group of people, Crystal Hoag, who brought the Good News production earlier in the year and last year to Champaign and Urbana, she's going to be there doing a special production of the Christmas story, Mary and Joseph hearing from the angel the coming of Jesus Christ, a very short 15-minute production. And we're going to have Christmas cookies, a carol sing, testimonies of God's grace, and then it's going to close out with John Persley's Born Again Gospel Singers are going to take the stage. I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but I keep hearing rumblings of the Temptations version of Silent Night.
Yes.
And so we're looking forward to this. It is a benefit for Restoration Urban Ministries, and it is a time where we unashamedly are going to ask you to come alongside our brothers and sisters in this ministry and to help them to continue to do the work that God has called them to do in the Champaign-Urbana area. Right now, if you go to GoFundMe and search Restoration Urban Ministries, you'll see their GoFundMe page. You can make a donation there. A lot of times people are a little uncomfortable with GoFundMe because they think that GoFundMe takes a percentage. But for nonprofits and charities, they don't. So 100% of the money that you donate into the GoFundMe account goes to Restoration Urban Ministries. And of course, tomorrow night at the benefit, God God provides, you'll be able to write a check or to give a cash donation. But we want more than anything for this to be a time for us to just reaffirm that we believe that God provides, to sing God's music, to see God's story, to laugh, to have cookies together, to hear testimonies of His grace, and to just affirm that Jesus Christ has come and that our faith rests in Him and Him alone.
It's going to be a great night of praise, of worship, of sharing, of friendships, fun, heartfelt testimonies, honoring the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's just make a date of it. Let's all come together. What's great about Restoration Urban Ministries and Urban Williams and their team is it's going to be a bunch of people representing God's kingdom coming together. So join us. I think you'll really be blessed.
And I have a bet with one of the folks at our church. They said, well, you know, how many chairs should we set up? And I said, I don't know. I said, you know, we should set them all up. And he goes, ah. He goes, I bet you that we don't have to set all 250 of them up. So I wonder who's willing to help me win the bet.
Yes. That's tomorrow night, 6:30, at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. That's 102 West Riverbend Boulevard. So whether you're taking I-72 or I-74, it's between those two interstates. It's right on Route 47. So just get to Route 47 in Mahomet, and the Community Evangelical Free Church is right about in the middle. So you could say about 2 miles south or 2 miles north, depending on whether you're on 72 or 74. But join us tomorrow night, 6:30. And in the morning, whether it's at 10:30 to hear Servant Quartet, or at noon at the Village Mall in Danville for the Singing Men and the Great News Radio Children's Choir. Two great events that I know you'll be blessed by attending. Now, as far as attending, next week they can attend via the radio waves, because we have a special presentation that's going to go all week long. We've never done this before. It's a very special work of God that we feel we've been praying over. Jason has been preparing messages and thoughts. We have Brent Young joining us. He was interviewed a week ago. Was it last Friday? I guess just a week ago, on December 6th. But they've put together a special presentation entitled Behold the Lamb of God. Now, some of you are familiar with that title because of Andrew Peterson's work and the concert series he's taken around the country for about the past 20 years. Well, we're going to share some of that music, some stories behind that music, and then some testimonies on how we can learn from the biblical narrative, from Genesis to Revelation, what God was truly trying to reveal to all of us.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's going to be really great. I'm excited to see what God's going to do and how He's going to use it. You know, for a number of years, the album Behold the Lamb of God has been a part of the Christmas that we have in our house. In fact, unashamedly, I'll tell you, it's not just a part of Christmas, because I tend to listen to it at different points throughout the entire year. And that was one of the things that when Andrew Peterson wrote this album that he wanted. He wanted a Christmas album that sounded like the other albums that you listen to the rest of the year, that you could put this album on at any point during the year and none of your friends would say, hey, Hobby Lobby, pack it up.
Yeah.
You know, they would instead go, wow, what is that you're listening to? It sounds really great. And so it's a part of our Christmas time. It's a part of what we listen to. And so Brent and I both thought, well, how can we share this with others? How can we allow others to be moved by this? And as we talked about, I think it was last Friday, you know, we hear the gospel oftentimes just one way. You know, we hear it being read or being spoken to us. And there is a real power in hearing the gospel in a myriad of different ways, because sometimes we're prepared for the words. We're prepared for the sermon. We're prepared for how that's going to come to us. But when we hear it in songs, sometimes the notes and the melodies and that, they disarm us. And we hear it suddenly a different way. Our ears open differently and we encounter God not differently, but in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a different message, but the message gets into us differently. And sometimes we find ourselves going, wow. You know, one of the things, the testimonies that Andrew Peterson has, is he says that this concert, when he plays it every year, when he performs this album, that it's become a true north for him. It's become a way that it resets his heart. Every Christmas when he begins to play these songs with other musicians, and they bring it around to different churches and different theaters and different different places to do it. He says, my heart is reset upon the gospel. It's this moment where I sing through and encounter these promises of God throughout the whole Old Testament leading into the coming of Christ. And you can't help but get to those last strains of the album when he sings, behold the Lamb of God who takes away our sin. That you suddenly realize, you encounter God again and you say, that was for me. That was for me. The heights of God's glory being manifested to the shepherds and to Mary and to Joseph was for me. And so that's a powerful moment for us in the midst of this time when we're to turn and to look towards the cross, turn and look towards what God is doing. And a lot of people say, wait a second, look and turn towards the cross. How can you say that? Because when you look at this time of the year, Advent, the whole process of Advent is to look towards the manger. Mm-hmm. But as Vernon McGee used to say, you can look at the manger, but in the distance you can't miss the cross.
Right, right. And the manger doesn't have quite the same meaning unless you understand the cross,
right,
and what Christ gave up, leaving the heavenlies, why he came, and then the ultimate goal was the cross. But beyond the cross, his resurrection and his pending return. But it's important to know the whole biblical narrative. Even during this time of year, I know we want to celebrate and rejoice, but you have to have, at least in the back of your mind, the price that he paid, that the destiny that was set out from the time he was born, he looked forward to the day that he would be that ultimate sacrifice for you and for me.
Yeah, it's, you know, horrible. What it makes me think of Black Friday. Because, you know, Black Friday, we get what, I don't get the newspaper. I think you do. You love the newspaper.
No, don't get it anymore.
You don't get it anymore. Remember, you used to always get it.
We have the Prime
Life
Times now.
Oh, a superior paper. Can I say that? Can I say a superior paper?
It's the only one that people should be reading.
Now we have to repent of pride.
Yeah.
But the only paper I buy a year is I buy the Black Friday paper. And that's because we love to rifle through the ads. And not even because we were going to go shopping. We don't go Black Friday shopping. But there's just something that I find them preposterous. Mm. You know, looking through them and you go, oh my gosh, you can get a coffee maker for $2. Oh my gosh, that's just crazy. I mean, we pass them around the table and it, inadvertently everybody's going, oh my gosh, can you believe this? Look at this, you get a sweater for $1. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. But what we kind of joke about is that in all those papers, and it's a big, thick stack. I mean, you get your money's worth in the Black Friday newspaper. They're trying to tell you that there's everything you could ever hope for in there. But I have this kind of feeling that there's nothing in all its pages that we really need. Mm-hmm. That of all the things that are in there, and by the way, those ads love to gratuitously use the words hope and peace and joy, all those words that are attached to Christmas. But the problem is that none of those things in those papers are going to bring you peace and joy and hope in the truest sense. Those things in the paper, they're going to be wonderful when you open them, and you're going to be excited the first few times you play them. But as I've learned, if I've learned anything in my life, that all the things that brought me that momentary kind of joy are the things of future garage sales. Mm-hmm. And so what I think is when we really take stock as Christians in that pile of newspaper ads, we take stock of the fact that our true hope rests somewhere else.
Yeah.
We're confronted by the fact that as good as all those things in those ads are, they'll disappoint us. And it reminds me of what Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 1 and 13, where it says, setting our hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. The Bible says at the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, the perfect time, that perfect moment when the God of hope, Romans 15:13 said, would manifest his hope into the world, and that we would set our eyes, set our affections mm-hmm. upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. You know, all other ground, the hymn writer loves to tell us, is nothing but shifting sand. It's nothing but diminishing hope. And so I love how Peter says this. He says this in 1 Peter 3-9. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope. See, a toaster, a sweater, all those kinds of things. Listen, those are not living hopes. Those are dead hopes. They're going to make us happy for a little while, but they're not living and breathing like this kind of hope, because this hope, Peter says, is through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, and kept in heaven for you. Friends, that is good news.
I'm holding back. I want to say hallelujah.
I know you do, because listen, imperishable means that it doesn't perish. It doesn't go away. Undefiled, it can't be stained or destroyed or marred. It's unfading. It is always as bright as it was on the first day. And by the way, no one could take it from you because it's kept in heaven. Hmm. It's guarded by God Himself. And that's what verse 5 says. Who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last times. That God is guarding your salvation, that when He says you're saved, you are saved. And no one, no height, no width, no depth, nothing in all of creation can steal you away from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then what does Peter say? He doesn't know what to say, so he says this, in this you rejoice. Because what else are you going to do when you hear that kind of news? See, listen, those newspapers, yeah, they say joy. No way. There is nothing that will cause you to rejoice like realizing how you have been saved, the price that has been paid, and what God did, the ways that God did. When we next week go through the Andrew Peterson, Behold the Lamb of God, we start at Genesis chapter 1 and we work our ways to the coming of Christ. And when you realize all the ways that God was at work throughout redemptive history, all the ways that He was working out the coming of Christ, all His promises fulfilled through His prophets, through His priests, you just have to go, wow. Wow. And what do? Well, in this you rejoice. Mm-hmm. Though now, for a little while, if necessary, you're being grieved by various trials. Which means, listen, you rejoice, but you rejoice in something that transcends your circumstances. Because, listen, sometimes the days are long and sometimes the days are hard. But it says this, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, that you may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's saying, listen, the difficulties that you face, that's simply the fire that is refining you to bring the gold out. It's showing where your true hope is. If you look at politics and you feel hopeless, then your hope is in the wrong thing. If you look in those newspapers or beneath the tree at the presence and that's where your hope is without true hope. It's hopelessness. The only hope you have and the only thing you rejoice in is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that He is going to come again, that He's going to be revealed in His gloriousness as He descends and comes down amongst us. And then it says that some of you are going, I'm in, but I'm really struggling because I need to see it. And Peter says, I get it. He says, though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Mm-hmm. Though you do not now see Him, you believe in Him. And you rejoice with a joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Peter says, I know you can't see Him. But that doesn't stop you from loving Him. I know that even right now you don't see Him, but you believe in Him. And you rejoice with a joy that there's no words for. It's inexpressible. And that joy that you feel from Jesus Christ, there's a bit of God's glory shown up, wrapped up in that. And you obtain the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. But I want to add something to this, not add to Scripture, but I want to add a thought. Mm-hmm. When you rejoice with this kind of rejoicing, when your hope is in this kind of hope, when you have a joy that transcends what you're going to get or even what you're going to give, I think suddenly others who have not seen Him begin to believe in Him. That others who do not now see Him begin to rejoice with a joy that is inexpressible. And they too begin to sense the glory of God. And they obtain the outcome of their faith, the salvation of their souls. Mm. And they begin to do the same thing amongst other people. And pretty soon, the gift that we truly embrace at this time of the year becomes the Lord Jesus Christ. Not what's beneath the tree. That's fun. Mm. Not what's in the stockings. That's fun. But the gift that keeps on giving the gift that never ends, that never wears out, that is imperishable, it's unfading, and it's guarded in heaven by God Himself, the gift giver, the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm thinking, Jason, there's two camps that I want to invite to tune in next week. Those believers that are recognizing we're in the midst of this Advent season, for them to be blessed to hear some music by the artistry of Andrew Peterson and to hear some of the biblical narrative from Genesis to Revelation, how we need to know the whole Bible so we can better appreciate what God has been doing for these centuries to draw you and I to Himself. So if you're a believer, let me encourage you to tune in all of next week. Now, believer, get your unchurched friend, maybe somebody that's unfamiliar with the gospel story, somebody unfamiliar with the biblical narrative that God, from the beginning of time, set in motion this plan, this redemptive plan to draw us to Himself, and how Andrew Peterson, through his lyrics, through the music, through what's going to be taught all next week, might be a first glimpse for some people that are on the faith journey or beginning a faith journey. And so we would encourage you to tell your friends to tune in. It's going to be a special week of teaching, of music, and we hope you can be a part of that.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, two things you can be a part of tomorrow, and I think you'll be super blessed by both, as Herb Ketchum would say. And Herb, if you're tuned in, remember, 3 o'clock today, we're going to be heading out to Danville to be setting up for tomorrow. But Herb, the radio servant, loves to say, it blessed my socks off. And I think tomorrow for the Singing Men concert, basically we'll start at noon and then the children's choir will follow. Servant quartet will be beginning at 10:30. So a couple hours worth of great worship time at the Village Mall in Danville. So we're right in the main area. They'll have seating set up. There'll be our staging and we'll have a radio display and papers and giveaways and potential for you to win a prize. So a lot of reasons to come out tomorrow, basically 10:30, or at least be there by noon when the Singing Men and the Great News Radio Children's Choir present. And then tomorrow night at 6:30, be seated and readied for a great night of praise and worship. There'll be a drama. There'll be the Restoration Urban Ministry Full Gospel Choir. There'll be some testimony time. Cookies. Did I say there'll be cookies? Christmas carols. Sing along. A great evening, and it's to benefit Restoration Urban Ministries. Most of you have probably seen or heard Irvin Williams. He loves the Lord. He's a passionate preacher declaring the good news message of Jesus, and we want to raise some funds for that great ministry. It's titled God Provides. It's at 6:30 tomorrow night at the Community Evangelical Free Church of Mahomet. That's Pastor Jason's church, and he's opened up the doors for this great event to take place. So that's tomorrow night, 6:30, and the church is located at 102 West Riverbend Boulevard. It's right off of Route 47 in Mahomet. So you can get the Route 47 from 72, and then you just head north. You'll actually be going about 2 miles north on Route 47. So it's 102 West Riverbend Boulevard in Mahomet. I-74, you get on Route 47, and it does a little bootleg, dogleg through town, and then you head south on Route 47, and you'll come to the church. It's a couple of miles. It's between I-72 and I-74, so hope to see you tomorrow night at 6:30. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.